The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show on Wild Talk Radio.
And welcome to the Rock Extra Reviews right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com. RockRadioShow.com, and we stream our content live on twitch.tv/WTRLive on Mondays, Thursdays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And we are here today for a brand new review, the latest installment in the 2 Point series, 2 Point Museum. We thank our friends over at 2 Point Studios for providing us with some early access to the game. And boy, oh boy, the first thing I want to say off the rip, this game is addicting. What I mean by that is, the first day I had it, I sat down, I installed it, I was playing the game, and I thought I'd be playing for an hour. Like, all right, cool, we're going along, we're moving along, we're progressing in our challenges and in our objectives, we're completing some of them, and it's like, all right, cool, we're just moving along. Looked up the clock, it was 4 hours later. It felt like an hour. And when you think about a game like that, where if it feels like an hour and it's actually four, that's the best kind of game because you just get lost in the entire experience. And to me, that's what video games are all about. And once you get lost in the immersion and with the goals of trying to accomplish your objectives and all these challenges and the designing aspect of the game, it makes for one hell of a time. Makes for an enjoyable experience. And to me, that's what the 2 Point series is all about. And that's why I've been a big fan of the 2 Point franchise for a long time. I started with the 2 Point Campus and the 2 Point Hospital series when they came out, because to me, when I first learned about them, they appeared on the Xbox Game Pass, and I was like, oh, I have Game Pass, so let me check this game out. And I checked out Campus, and it was like, all right, it's cool, very much enjoyed it. I spent a lot of that, put some time in, hashtag time in, as the kids say. And then I tried 2 Point Hospital. It's like the same thing. You get lost in the whole aspect of the game. And then when I learned about 2 Point Museum was coming out, I was like, all right, I need to get my hands on this and then give this a go, because I very much enjoyed Campus, and I very much enjoyed Hospital. It's like, I have a feeling I'm going to enjoy 2 Point Museum as well. It's like, sure did. So for those who do not know what 2 Point series is, 2 Point Museum is the next in the line of the 2 Point series the 2 Point franchise, I should say, which includes 2 Point Campus and 2 Point Hospital, which basically are, I guess the best way to describe it, business tycoon simulation style games, where basically you're in charge of running different style businesses. You attempt to keep them profitable, and also while accomplishing like a variety of different challenges and tasks that are set in front of you that could put you into debt. And boy, oh boy, can you get into debt really, really fast. And you gotta make sure your consumers, your customers are very happy at all times, and hopefully no one steals from you. What it reminded me of was like the original, like for me, when I started playing some video games when I was younger, this is a long time ago, like Roller Coaster Tycoon, those tile games where you build up your roller coaster with building out different roller coasters and all the businesses that you could have in there. And this whole thing sort of followed the same suit, which was why I was like, I kind of dig this. I really, really can sink my teeth into this style of game. And it's why Campus and Hospital were really hit home with me. And I was like, all right, let's give Museum a go. And right away, it was like, yep, I can dig this. So in the previous version, you had to maintain, like with Campus, you had to maintain different types of school campuses and university campuses, and you had to discover and learn different courses and get all different teachers for them. Same thing with hospital. A museum now involves the same process where you have to maintain different museums that focus on different subjects, which include the prehistoric stuff, supernatural, space, among others. And they put you in these weird environments where you have to, which they give some great backstories. And you just have to manage your way through it with a variety of challenges and obstacles along your way. And you have to, uncover different items, and you have to send out your workers, your staff, for expeditions to uncover these items, and you have to make sure they're properly trained before they go out. You need certain items to go to certain places. And they bring back all different types of items to showcase in the museums, which is a lot of fun. and they have some unique items that they can bring back. Some are very simple stuff, and some are very outlandish, which I quite enjoy the outlandish stuff. It kind of adds to the fun and goofiness of the game. So to me, some of the high points include, like, the challenges, which are very simple and for most part, but they involve you making sure you're profitable and have certain things and all that. But, like, they can also be frustrating. Like, there's one where you have to set up a tour. You have to hit a certain ranking in your tour. And for the longest time, like, I have all my boosts set to this. And everything's decorated and all of these things. And it's like, you had to hit a 4.0. It's like, alright, I have all the things I should, but it's only at 3.75, and it's like, ooh, that's challenging, and it wouldn't budge. And I think I'm still stuck on that one, on one of them, where it's like it won't get past 3.75, so you gotta reorganize everything and sort of get them to a higher level. So that one takes a little time, but it's frustrating. But also, I like the challenge aspect of it. It makes you want to keep going. And try to improve your museum layouts and different things like that. There's donation bins. There's all different decorations you could put up everywhere. And there's different rooms, analyzing rooms, security rooms. Like the like people try to steal from you, which is interesting. And the characters just sort of run away, which is a lot of fun. One of the things, so I mentioned earlier, where it's like 1 hour can lead to 4 hours in a mere moment or two when playing the game. And a part of it is the soundtrack of the game, 2 Point Radio, where it's like the music is just very calming. It's just very relaxing. It just keeps you mellow. You don't get frustrated. And it's like, it keeps you just focused in on the game, and you just are like zone out and play, which are the best kind of games where you can just forget out about all your troubles and everything and just focus in on the game and just sort of relax. It's not highly stressful. Could it be? Yes. But to me, it's a very relaxing, common games. Like, it hit at all aspects of, like, things in my brain where it's like, I can focus on design. I can focus on just trying to make the best museum possible. It's like my brain just focuses. And you can just get lost in the entire thing. Which is why I very much enjoy 2 Point Museum. And why I believe you all will also enjoy 2 Point Museum. Which, by the way, is available right now, today. Today, ladies and gentlemen. Today, for Xbox Series X, PS5, and PC. Which I believe it's on Steam. On the PC. It might be on other platforms on PC as well, but I know for sure it is on Steam. I've been playing on the Xbox Series X version, my preferred platform of choice. But yeah, it's a very, very addicting game, which is why I believe you all should go out and buy 2 Point Museum right now. I'd like to thank our friends over at 2 Point Studios for getting us early access to the video game. I think I played 30 hours into this game over the last few days. And that it's just crazy how much time you can lose and spend on this game. You will all enjoy it. Go out and buy 2 Point Museum, the latest in the 2 Points Series franchise available now, today, for Xbox Series X, PS5, and PC. That will do it for us here on the Rack Extra Views on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Reminder, the Rack is live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/WTLive, where we cover a wide range of content, including professional wrestling, sports, entertainment in WWE, AEW, and beyond. We also feature the Raw Post Show Monday nights, immediately following Raw, along with Wrestle Talk Radio and CB Radio Live. Reminder, The Rack is available on all podcasting platforms. Just search The Rack Radio Show or Wild Talk Radio Network. But that will do it for us here on The Rack Extra. I have been the producer, Sir Rack. We'll see you next time right here. Brand new review coming very, very soon. Until then, bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.